and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I think for a lot of parents, when their kids say to them, you know what, Ma, even though I got accepted to college, I think I'm going to take a year off and travel. You look at them and you're like, are you nuts?
Right. Panic. You wonder if they're ever going to show up, whether or not it's going to work out. But things are different nowadays. And that's exactly what happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. They couldn't agree whether or not it was a good idea for their kid to take the gap year or not.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, Jen Cipolletti from Tips on Trips and Camps. She's based out of Darien. And gap years, that's what a lot of kids are up to right now, right?
That's right. And it's even gap semesters are big. So if your child is going to take maybe the first semester off before starting school, a gap semester is even a good idea. And those programs can range from really almost anywhere in the world. And they can be doing real in-depth community service work while they're there, real in-depth language immersion. Some of them involve homestays, so you're living with a family. Some will be more of a campus or house setting. So the opportunities are really endless.
And the colleges, like, are embracing this.
It's right, not like that's the important thing nowadays.
Yeah, it's not frowned upon or anything
absolutely.
Like that.
And I think it's recognizing that a kid may just not be ready to go to college. And so it's not a waste of time. It's actually a very productive use of time. So a college is going to look favorably on a student who chooses to do something really worthwhile and then go to college and be that much more prepared to pick a major, choose a course of study.
What's like a typical place that you've sent somebody taking a gap year?
Oh, there's hardly typical. It could be Tanzania. It could be Peru. It could be Bolivia. You name it. It really depends more on what a student is interested in doing. Do they want to be in a small rural community and work on, building schools? Do they want to improve their language skills with the hope of traveling abroad while they're in college? They could be doing that. And that could take place almost anywhere.
So when your kid comes to you and says, hey, Ma, Dad, yeah, I know I got that acceptance to Harvard and you're so happy, but just, FYI, I'm going to take a gap year. Don't worry. You don't have to freak out. If you want more information, just go to tipsontripsandcamps.com. And if that went by too fast, we've got you covered on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven or at star999.com.